Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we will bring you the comings and goings in financial markets in the next few days. And it's an interesting few days ahead of us. There's plenty of data. More importantly, plenty of central bankers that seem to have a lot to say this week. I've just gone through the schedule and it's eye-watering how many Fed speakers in particular we're going to hear of, which could be very interesting. First of all, of course, we have to have a quick look in the rearview mirror. What happened last week? Great news for investors across, certainly in the States and across the globe. Stock market indices closing at all-time highs on Friday in on Wall Street, expected to be a positive start so far for the Monday open here in Asia. And everything all go. And of course, that was because we did get the promised and highly anticipated restart of the Fed's easing cycle. They did give us that 25 basis point cut on Wednesday. We had plenty of other updates as well, a cut from the Bank of Canada, holds from both the Bank of England and the Bank of Japan, and plenty of data coming through as well. Overriding theme, of course, was for stocks in particular, more upside, and investors seems very happy. Looking at some of the US data, though, the dollar and treasury yields both recovered nicely after the meeting. Both took a quick dip on the Fed's announcement, but since then have been pushing higher and quite significantly. So it could be interesting to see if the correlation between higher yields and a stronger dollar, whether that ties in and knocks stocks or whether we see a reversal there. So interesting days ahead. So without any further ado, I'll run us through on a day-by-day basis of those events that are scheduled. I always throw my usual caveat in it, especially with Donald Trump in the White House. Plenty of geopolitical surprises could be on in the pipeline this week as well. So keep an eye. Key things, obviously, Ukraine situation with Russia, anything going on in the Middle East. Updates coming thick and fast on the trade front as well, and they all seem to be relatively positive at the moment, but don't hold me to that. So on to Monday, as I said, doesn't seem to be too much on the geopolitical sphere to give us any gapping, but I've still got a few more hours to get that wrong. On the Monday open, we have had a few tumultuous starts to the week recently, but a big central bank focus on Monday, mainly from speakers. We get bookended by key governors. So the RBA governor, Michelle Bullock, she's speaking early in the Asian session. She's speaking in government, so could be interesting, good moves for the Aussie dollar. And at the other end of the day, we hear from Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey. The main data for the day also comes in the Asian session. We've got the loan prime rates out of China. They are not expected to change. But keep an eye on that. We do sometimes get a little bit of surprise there, and that moves local and certainly Asian markets hard and fast. Now, for the rest of the day, not much in the way of data, but we have a hell of a lot of central bank speakers. They've all been let off the leash after last week's central bank meetings and rate updates. So I'll try and keep them fairly well in order. MPC Pill, we hear from him. Fed members, now there's a few. Williams, Muslim, Barkin, Hammock. And I suppose the most important one could be that we do hear from new Fed member, Stephen Miron. He is speaking and he's the favourite to be the outlier on that dot plot. He's speaking at the Economic Club of New York. So it's going to be interesting to see what he's got to say. And a lot of questions possibly to be asked on just how independent from the White House he is, having just been employed by them. I'll go no further on that. And then the day's rounding out, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey will be speaking well towards the end of the session. I think he's speaking at the London School of Economics. So could get some moves in cable and sterling crosses on anything he's got to say. So could be an interesting day on Monday. Tuesday, massive, massive flash manufacturing and services PMI day across the globe. Asian markets may be affected. Japan's on holiday, so liquidity will come slightly tougher. We've got those flash manufacturing numbers. They come out in Australia in the Asian time zone. In Europe, we have France, Germany, the EU, and the UK all releasing data. This is the big PMI number. This is the one that tends to move markets. Gives us a little bit of a a look forward from the Purchasing Managers Index across the globe for the next month or quarter. So keep an eye on that. We have had some good moves in markets on them. Later on in the day, the US data is out as well. That's given alongside the Richmond Manufacturing Index. And central bankers are back at it again. MPC's Pills speaking, Bostic from the Fed. But the big one on Tuesday is towards the end of the session again. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is speaking. So expect plenty of volatility around that. He's they're all on their travels, actually. He's up in Rhode Island. So, but the content of what he comes out without after last week's meeting could be fairly crucial, and kids could see some big moves in US markets. That should round out Tuesday for us. Wednesday, big focus on Australian markets. The big data for Australia out early on Wednesday morning. CPI numbers, that year-on-year data, expect to still remain sticky, coming in 0.1% higher at 2.9%. And that comes out in the Australian morning. Expect plenty of volatility and moves in the Aussie dollar, especially after we got that hit in jobs numbers last Thursday. So another surprise on the inflation number tied with dollar could affect what the RBA is looking at. The rest of the day is actually relatively quiet. European day, we do get that German IFO business climate number. That's expected to come in at 89.4. And in the US, new home sales, but it's fairly quiet. MPC's Green speaking. Fed member Mary Daly is speaking as well. I think by the end of the week, we're kind of going to have a very good idea of what the Fed's been doing. The amount of people that are speaking, it could be down to what they had for breakfast on the day of the last meeting. We've got so much in a way of updates coming. On to Thursday, relatively quiet, certainly the Asian session. Japanese monetary policy meeting minutes are out. We generally don't see too much movement in the yen on that because we've had the update from the BOJ last Friday. Big, big day for Swiss markets on Thursday. Early in that London session, the Swiss National Bank will release their policy rate. They are expected to keep it on hold at zero. A lot of pressure on the Swiss National Bank. Numbers still not going great over there. We get the monetary policy assessment and the press conference later in the day. So expect plenty of volatility in the franc. That's early in the London session on Thursday. Big data drop in the US as well. Final GDP, that quarterly number expected to be 3.3%, so fairly perky numbers there. Unemployment claims for the week, they have been moving markets back to 235,000. Keep an eye on that. And we've got a raft of durable goods numbers as well. Durable goods expected month on month, minus 0.4%. The final GDP price index out as well, quarterly 2% is expected. We then get hit again by a plethora of Fed members. We hear from no less than Williams, Bowman, Barr, Logan, Daly. I think I've got them all. I think Goolsbee's in there somewhere. Yeah, he comes out earlier in the day. So plenty of updates, as I said, from the Fed. I'm anticipating that by the time we get to the end of the week, we've had enough of an update on what they're thinking. So I'm thinking the impact's going to be lesser the closer we move to the end of the week, as we've got so many people updating us. But you never know. On to Friday, and a nice spread, big inflation data day on Friday, actually. Japanese markets, again, in focus early on. Tokyo core CPI, that is the one that markets pay more attention to. That is expected year on year to come in at 2.8%, still sticky, up from 2.5% last time out. Keep an eye on that. That could move the yen. We've got Canadian GDP data out in the New York session, month on month, and expected a 0.1% increase, kind of a little bit of a creeping back for Canadian economy. But the big number for the day and for the week is that US inflation number, the core PCE price index, month on month expected to show 0.2%. That's down 0.3%, which I think has been consistent for month after month, as far as I can recall. So that is showing an easing, but expect plenty of volatility, especially if it does not come out on expectation. We hear again from more Fed members. We hear from Thomas Barkin and Bowman later in the day. Michelle Bowman is speaking. She's in New York, getting a lot of speakers this week. Also got the revised University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations data. Not as impactful as when we get their original numbers, but expect that PCE number, especially if it comes off of expectation, to really move markets into the thinner liquidity end of week Friday session. So Interesting week. As I said, we're going to know a lot of what central bankers are thinking, but plenty of data coming out around it as well. Going to be interesting to see where stocks go. As I said, we're at all-time highs now. It'd be interesting to see if they're going to be there by the end of next week. I'm expecting plenty of moves. Good luck with your trading. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please do let us know. And thanks for tuning in. Goodbye and good luck.